This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome on into First Take, a dreary Sunday morning as we get ready for the Saints kicking off against the Atlanta Falcons.
What are you talking about? I'm downright chipper.
The weather outside, at least, Jeff.
Yeah, that's true.
I think a little bit of sadness from last night in Baton Rouge carrying over to today in New Orleans with the weather. Hopefully the black and gold don't suffer the same fate as the purple and gold did last night against Alabama.
I mean, the only thing that matters to me is there's a tiger on the sideline, right? That's the most important thing that we should be worried about in this state, right? Now is there was a tiger.
I'm seeing hashtag blame Omar out there for crying out loud.
It's not the tiger's fault. The tiger is just a product of we don't need to get into it.
No politics here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Let's talk about the Saints.
This team, obviously, big deal this week. You started it out with firing of a head coach. The next day, you deal away the top piece on your defensive side.
Yep.
And now you've got an interim head coach and Darren Rizzi running the show, going into a matchup against your hated rival, the Atlanta Falcons, who just so happen to be leading the NFC South. A big positive, I think, that fans can look forward to going into this game is obviously the rivalry game. You got to at least beat your most hated team in the NFC South in the Dirty Birds. But you also have something where you can see some history today, obviously, with the black and gold and stud Alvin Kamara about to break the team's all-time leading rushing mark.
Yeah, it would be nice if that conversation could be had in a positive way after the game.
Yeah.
The nice thing is he's like 11 yards, 12 yards away, so it'll happen in the first half before, if this game gets away from you, it'll have gotten away from you. So
yeah.
I bet they'll kind of pause for a few seconds and recognize it on the boards. And, I hope the Saints get the ball first. That's like the first thing that happens. And if it goes the way the last couple of games has, it'll happen on the first play. Because the last two games, his first play of the day was like a 20-yard run and a 23-yard run.
Right.
So we could get this out of the way early. And that would be
first
nice.
Touch.
That would be nice because, like, you know, before anything potentially negative happens in the game, we have to talk about it. We just get that, you know. And I think Alvin's probably in his heart of hearts very glad that he didn't do it in Carolina in that kind of awfulness. But
celebrate it at home against your rival.
Yeah, I think he'll feel a lot better about it if it comes in a win, and I think everyone will feel a lot better about it if it comes in a win. But that's kind of where you're at, right? And you know, there's been kind of a vibe shift. Alvin was named a captain by the team this weekend, which...
Raise your hand if you knew he wasn't.
Yeah, you would assume he was, but those are team-voted positions, right?
So you can't start blaming DA on this one.
Yeah, we'll ask Darren about it after the game. I imagine this was a Darren Rizzi decision. I would expect it's just like, you know, part of the job team captains have is like relaying the vibes of the team to the coach. And like DA talked about, you know, he has monthly dinners with the captains, and that's part of the conversation is like, okay, I can't be in every single meeting room with all of you guys. I need you to give me that insight.
Yeah.
And Alvin, I think, is just a valuable resource, and I think Darren at this point, Riz, wants every amount of every detail that he can get as he tries to put the thing back in the right direction because he's changing a lot. That's what we talked about this week is, you know, I think Darren kind of looked around and said anything that's being done that we don't have a good reason for doing it the way we do, and it's just, hey, we do it this way because we do it this way, he's going to change it. He's going to make guys feel a little uncomfortable. He's going to make guys aware of the fact that things have changed. And I asked Derek about you know, hey, does changing sides of the field at practice, because that's one of the things Darren did, is he had the offense and defense switch sides of the field, and he joked that they've been doing it that way since Bobby Hebert was quarterback.
Hey-o.
And I asked Derek if that actually matters, and he kind of said, like, yeah, it does, because you kind of get in this feeling of Groundhog Day over the course of time where you're doing the same thing every day. You're stepping on the same patch of grass at the exact same time every Wednesday. And especially when things are going bad. When things are going good, yeah, keep doing the same thing, right?
Right.
Keep building on that, because that process works. When you've lost 7 games in a row, you don't want to keep doing the same thing. You got to kind of, you know, why are you in a rut? Because you keep walking in the same circle over and over again until the ground goes away beneath you and you can't get out of it. Eventually, you've just got to step out of that rut and walk on a different line and create a different rut.
I love that Rizzy mentioned the fact of the Dunkin' Donuts commercial of the guy waking up in the morning and make the donuts. A commercial I'm pretty sure was down here as well, but I know, obviously, being a New Jersey guy like the Riz, that was something that I remember growing up. And remember just the Dunkin' Donuts guy, and it was like this mundane task of, oh, got to wake up again in the morning, time to make the donuts.
Well, I mean, when I moved down here, I was like, where are all the Dunkin' Donuts? Like,
oh, that's right. You're a Northeast guy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I mean, like, in my hometown, I could count, like, 50 of them. With it. Like, there's, like, every square mile, there's a Dunkin' Donuts with a drive-through. And I'm like, sure. Oh, I guess I'll get another coffee, right? I think the rule was, like, if you bought a franchise Dunkin' Donuts, you had to buy three either way.
It's kind of like Starbucks.
Yeah, but no, you know, I think even just that is an example of, like, Darren relates to people. He relates to players. He, like, I think that there's a personality there that is very helpful in these trying times, right? And so we'll see. I hope that brings some energy. And I don't know if that energy is going to last for the course of this season. You know, a lot of times you'll see an interim coach take over and suddenly, hey, this is a different ball club. This is a brand new team. You look at what happened with the Raiders last year. Brandon Staley gets fired. Antonio Pierce takes over, and that team really bonds together and wins a few games. If you go back to a staff Darren Rizzi was a part of out in Miami in 2015, Dan Campbell takes over for Joe Philbin. That happened in week four. That happened early in the season. They're 1-3. Dan Campbell takes over. They immediately win their next two games, right? So there is – now they lost like 7 of the last 10 games. So it's not all good.
Right.
But there is kind of that idea of, hey, you change coaches. There should be this kind of groundswell of community within that room, within that team, because it's like, hey, we're all still together. We got to fix this. And so we'll see. And you know, there's going to be a lot of conversation as the season goes on, if it goes well, of, hey, does Darren have a legitimate job to retain this job? And we've seen that in Louisiana before, right? We saw it with Ed Ogeron. And he did enough in that stint, taking over for Les Miles. Foster Morrow was on that team. He could tell you a lot about it.
Right.
To retain that job, and it went well until it didn't. But you went and won a national championship with Ed. So
not too bad, right? You'll take that.
And Ed's kind of a similar guy in the sense of, like, he was never an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. He was a vibes guy. And I don't say that negatively. I say that in the sense of, like,
recruiting guy, right?
Yeah, like, you're bringing the team together. Your job as a head coach isn't always to call the plays. It's not always to coordinate a defense, design a defense. It's to make sure that you have the right people in the right places jobs well. And when you can do that, things go really well. When things start to fall off and it's like, well, I can't fix anything specifically, then it becomes kind of problematic. But, you know, I'm hopeful that you're going to see kind of a renewed vigor with Joe Woods leading the defense, with Clint Kubiak still kind of doing his thing. You know, you have Brian Young leading the pass rush now. They moved Todd Grantham into an advisory role to help out Joe Woods. You know, I think if nothing else happens this season, but you get kind of a energy boost this week and beat the Falcons, I still think people will look at Darren as being like a savior in that in that idea. So we'll see. I think the first thing you need to do is end a losing streak before you can think about anything after it. And hopefully that happens today.
You were talking about, obviously, a lot of the changes that Rizzi has made, one of those being the locker room, getting the position groups all together. He talked about why he decided to change that layout in the Saints locker room.
I just felt like, you know, we had guys spread out all over the place. And here I am trying to preach, you know, bonding together, circling the wagons. And here, you know, we got guys kind of spread out. So I just thought it was a good little change of pace to break it up by position. Very, very well received. There's some guys who've been in their locker for quite a long time. So that got a little uncomfortable. But listen, we got to get comfortable being uncomfortable, you know. And so that's where we're at. We're in an uncomfortable position. And so, you know, I thought it was really good. Like I said, really well received. The guys really loved it, being kind of with their position groups. You know, the O-line comes out of a meeting, and then they can go into the locker room, and they're all there together. They're not spread out all over the place, and they can communicate and talk about, you know, what they just installed. And that's just an example. It's just one example of many. And so just thought it was a good change of pace.
You mentioned that difference, too, of practice. You walk out there, and all of a sudden, it's flipped. The defense was on the far, the near end, and the offense was put on the far end where the media is. And Rizzi mentioned about flipping that at practice.
Just a little cosmetic change that want things to feel a little bit different. I think the offense has been on the far end since Bobby Hebert was playing quarterback here. So we just switched it up a little bit. And I tricked some guys today. I had no idea it was coming. And all of a sudden we had the individual group set up. So I was joking around with that. But again, just a different feel, different vibe. Here we are in the second half of the year. We had a little major change at the top, and just want to feel a little different for everybody, and want to keep everybody kind of on their toes and antenna up. And that was the thought process behind it, and with a lot of the things we're doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Just need that change, and I think that anywhere, like you mentioned, Rizzi could implement something to just be different going into this week, he did it.
Yeah, I think it kind of just underscored just how many things were still being done a certain way because Sean did them that way.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily even blame DA for that. I think it really goes back to the biggest mistake that this team made, which was the idea that trying to just continue the Sean Payton era was possible. And trying to just establish continuity so that you could keep that run going. It just, like, in hindsight, and I don't even blame them for doing it, in hindsight, it just never really got off the ground. And you saw, like, the result of that, especially this season when things really kind of went off the rails and you couldn't put them back on. But there's a lot more things than just that, and we don't even know all the things he changed. There's been a lot of scheduling changes, how they operate within the building. I think there's going to be more meetings in general with larger groups. One thing Darren asked the players to do is basically every day in the team meeting, sit next to somebody else. So you get kind of a different perspective, a different... You know, you're just looking at things a different way. It's funny because it's like, you think if they go out here and lose by 40, you'll all be joking like, oh, well, good thing they changed the locker room around and good thing they moved, you know. But at the same time, at least there's a, you know, it's, I think the word Alvin Kamara would use is intentional. It's all intentional. It's done with an idea in mind of like, this is what we're going for. And this is what we need everyone to be on the same page. They've also been running practice a little differently. Derek Carr said that it's the most plays he's run in any individual practice. Darren doesn't want guys on the ground. He doesn't want guys sitting off to the side on the coolers resting. Hopefully that all kind of coalesces into better football and more disciplined football. But I do appreciate that he's not just coming in and saying everything that, you know, we're doing things the right way. We're doing everything we need to be doing, and we're not getting the results. Hopefully, if we continue to do that, we'll get the results. He's saying, we clearly aren't doing things the right way. When you're not getting the results, you have to find ways to manufacture those results. And I think that's what became so frustrating over the course of the 7-game losing streak, is not hearing about changes, hearing about we're focused on the process. And we're like, the process is sound, and it's all about
chopping wood.
Yeah. And so, and that might not lead to better results, but at least you can look at it and say, hey, we tried something.
One thing that is different that we don't get to, the media doesn't get to see, is this new activation period before practice gets underway.
Yeah.
And I know you asked Rizzi to explain what that exactly is, that period before practice.
Imagine you're going to work out, and you shouldn't just go to the weight room and start lifting weights, right? Or you're going to go and you're going to go run go jogging for the, you said for the layperson. I don't do a lot of jogging, unfortunately, but I need to. But you know, you shouldn't just go out there and just start lifting weights, or just go pick up a basketball and just start playing basketball. That's how you tear your Achilles, or that's how you get hurt, right? So the activation is more of a sports science thing. We take those guys through an activation period so that when practice starts, they're actually already, you know, sweating, and they're already, you know, have already gone through and warm. It's an activation is a fancy name for a warm-up. When I was growing up, we were in warm-up. Now it's activation, you know. So, but they go through an activation period, and let the sports science guys and the strength staff kind of decide what's the best way to get those guys activated. But, you know, it used to be something that was kind of voluntary, and then we did our stretch period. We made it a mandatory thing here just to try to change it up a little bit.
We'll get into the injuries, but, yeah, with a lot of the soft tissue issues with this squad, it kind of makes a ton of sense that you're having a warm-up before you actually get out there and start doing any real football activities.
Yeah, and I mean, that is backed up by sports science. Like, generally speaking, you're supposed to do dynamic stretching prior to activity, static stretching after activity. That's kind of just a baseline of idea of, like, hey, this is how you prevent injuries. And, you know, I appreciate that they're being a little more proactive with it. Clearly didn't work for Jamal Williams, who re-aggravated his groin injury in practice, but, you know, it's not going to eliminate injuries. Again, it's just, hey, let's try something different. Let's do something different. To DA's credit, this is something that they were talking about last week before he was fired.
Right, it wasn't just implemented.
It wasn't like Darren showed up on Monday morning and was like, guys, we are doing this now. Like, that was already – it was going to happen either way. But I think it was Darren's suggestion. And that's where you're going to see a lot. You know, one thing that Darren was involved with a lot of – he was the assistant head coach. He was involved a lot with the game planning stuff. But DA had the final call. And one interesting thing that Darren said when he was on with us this week is, like, he was asked about that 4th-and-1 call near midfield where he punted. And he basically was like, I didn't like the call. I thought it was the wrong call, like going up there and trying to force him offsides and then taking the delay game and punting it. He was like, I would have gone for it. I would have called a timeout and made sure I had the perfect play that I wanted and gone for it, because the analytics are on your side there. And I think there's a lot of things throughout the course of the week, throughout that game, throughout decision-making, where Darren might do it differently. And there's going to be things that Joe Woods is going to do differently than DA would have done differently. So, you know, different isn't always better. You know, maybe those were the wrong decisions. I don't know.
We'll find out soon enough.
I would have gone. Right. But I do think you're going to see this Saints team under Joe Woods, under Darren Rizzi, in this new kind of format, be a little bit more aggressive and be a little bit more kind of caution to the winds than DA, who I think was always kind of ingrained. I'm a defensive guy. I'm going to play it safe in a lot of situations and rely on my defense to go win me a game. I think Darren's going to err a little more to the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.